The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. We don't care how you're taking us in, we just appreciate it. Either way, it's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, everybody. We learned so much about Kelly this past hour. The best part of that Matt Brown story was it really was a window into how your brain operates. The getting ahead of it, anticipating what the person's about to say.
Dude, he was dragging it out so long. Deepest, darkest. I'm like, all right, man, I know where we're going here.
For those who are just tuning in, this will be on the replay of the show. Matt telling a Kelly Bidlin story, which is fantastic. From whatever.
I am proud of him. He told it dead on.
He's great.
You know how it goes with stories like that? Someone starts telling a story about it and you're like, that's not how it went.
I also have to
that's
give
exactly how it went.
Yeah. That's exactly what you were thinking.
That's exactly how it went.
I want to give Matt a shout too, because he gave us, when we were doing primetime action, the three of us together for two glorious years over there at the South Point, Matt gave a food recommendation that I still use to this day. Filet mignon tacos, signature style. At Nacho Daddy.
What does signature style mean? They have like a sauce or something they put on there?
No, signature style is the type of tortilla.
Oh.
It's a chewy, glutinous tortilla. And it is
glutinous.
Fantastic. By the way, I walk into Nacho Daddy, and I often do the dad joke where I walk in there and I go, I am Nacho Daddy. Can I get signature style filet mignon tacos? And they're like, okay, buddy. Filet mignon tacos, signature style. Matt Brown coming through on that.
I've never eaten one of those.
Oh, it's so good.
I feel like it's one of those I'm like ashamed to bring up in this town.
No, it's
yes,
fantastic.
Like someone always has that reaction. Like, have you not eaten a Nacho Dad?
Dude, forget them. Go. It's great. We get tweets at Beat of the Book. Nemesis Enforcer would like to chime in once again about another hot take on a quarterback. He said, hot take number two, Jordan Love, he said. This is the guy, remember, Nemesis had something to say about CJ earlier. He said, Jordan Love is mimicking everything Aaron Rodgers, from his cadence to the way he stands on the sidelines. Noticed the throwing motion early in the season, but watching him closer, it's everything. Hey, if he's mimicking it, good for him. Tony Farmer has a bone to pick with Nemesis Enforcer's take on CJ earlier. Goes, CJ is still elite to me because of what he's done with a mediocre supporting cast. The same people who said Brock wasn't MVP because of his weapons should be worshiping CJ. Nico Collins' career high was 37 catches entering the season. Imagine CJ with the dominant wide receiver one. Tony, as you know, if you've heard this show, I am with you 100%.
Yep.
No one was talking about Tank Dell or
Nobody.
Nico Collins
Nobody.
Or any of these guys. C.J. Stroud elevated all of them.
I mean, guess what? Just when we were starting to get excited about Tank Dell, he went down with an injury for the year.
Well, it's also why I pushed back on people who were giving Bryce Young excuses. I was like, well, C.J. Stroud didn't have anybody. Like,
exactly,
I mean, you can't use that excuse.
It doesn't mean Bryce Young's going to be bad, but to me, in a rookie year of when you see greatness in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's greatness, what C.J. Stroud's done so far.
Where do we go?
I don't care if I'm overreacting.
Where do we go cash our NFL draft, C.J. Stroud number one? Dave Dwyer. I'll say that every time. Dave Dwyer, Gil, you are correct. Rain in the forecast in Santa Clara. So
I did pull it up. It is like, it's not just like tomorrow. It looks like it's like starting today through like Monday, like nonstop rain out there.
It's this time of year in the yay.
In the yay.
Kevin Ryan. Gil, I think Fez is brilliant with his gambling theories. However, I think Shanahan knows what Matt LaFleur is going to do, and he doesn't want to play from behind after watching what the Packers did last week to Dallas. He takes the ball if they win the toss. See what Kevin Ryan did? He did a little Princess Bride.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to drink this one?
I don't think that's the case, though. I think Shanahan is confident. Is confident enough in his team that he would rather the ability to take the ball in the start of the second half and do the old double dip.
Christian Marge, OMG, you got it bad for getting Usher Raymond on the show, Gil. Yeah. You make me want to hear that interview and listen to it nice and slow, which would be a climax of a numbers game. Interview history, I tried. You know how they do all the song titles together like that? Nice job, Christian. And Mike Stacks, I'm loving Lions versus Bills in the Super Bowl. Mark it down. Bills win the title. All right, it's marked down.
Like it.
We marked it down. Okay. NFL division round props. We got a bunch of them, Kelly. Let's start with total defensive / special teams touchdowns. This is for all four games. This is as a group. Over 1.5. Under 1.5. I'm staying away from this because I believe this is a complete coin flip.
I do too, but I do believe in the quality of quarterbacks that we have going that it would be under nothing for me here.
It's under or nothing for me.
I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of... the only thing that scares me and the reason why I wouldn't bet it is do we get a... With one of these pass-happy teams like the Texans, right? Do we get a situation of what exactly happened with a Joe Flacco last week occurs in a game like
this? Well, the other thing is, do we have a reliable enough punt returner that could get to the house? And I don't believe we do.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Total field goals made over under 13.5 with the under heavily juiced, and that's the way I would go. -155. Again, these are eight teams to get to 13.5. The Niners kick so few field goals over the course of the season. So you almost have to, if you're going by that, you almost have to remove them from the equation as not giving you more than one on these. That's field goals made, not attempted, made. Remember, they're going to be misses here. So you got to make over 13.5. I think it's properly juiced to the under.
Yeah, I think the other part of this to think about is how many of these games, you know, like Houston, Baltimore is probably a perfect example. Maybe I think that's going to be a little bit closer, right? If you think that's going to be a blowout, okay, a closer game is going to lead to more field goals, right? Blowout, okay, if Texans are playing from behind, they're not going to be kicking field goals if they need touchdowns. So I think more of the, it might not be a true handicap of what you think field goal wise, but how many of these games are going to be blowouts where field goals aren't even going to be an opportunity for them to kick?
Total touchdown scored 20.5 with the overjuiced at -140. Here's how I think this goes. I think a lot of touchdowns are scored in Baltimore by the Ravens. That's how I have it handicapped. I think a lot of touchdowns are scored in Santa Clara. I think a lot of touchdowns are scored in Detroit. I think you get this to about, I don't know, 17, 18, somewhere in there before that final game, and then you sweat this.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. I think you're dead
on. I think that's what happens there.
I think you're going to see touchdowns, but that final game, I don't know.
It's going to creep to the finish line.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not as strong. Like, obviously, I didn't bet it. I'm not as strong to the under like Matt is. I understand why he's betting that, though, and it wouldn't shock me at all if we see a low-scoring game there. I'd still lean over there, though.
It's so funny.
I see why it's juiced to the over.
We get this play. I understand that the Bills and the Chiefs obviously played this year in the Kadarius Toney game, but we finally get this postseason rematch, right, of maybe the greatest game we all can remember between the Bills and the Chiefs, and it just feels like both teams are so diminished by comparison to those two teams at that time.
It's funny you say that, because, yes, I was thinking about that earlier this week, but, like, it feels like the quarterbacks are now even more on display and somehow more important than they have been in games past.
Because the supporting cast is weakened.
Is weakened.
And yeah, that's for sure.
Like, we've already seen it with Mahomes this year, taking off and running a little bit more because he can't find a receiver downfield. Like, it's just, I feel like offensively, this game is on both of their shoulders.
Bill's offense feels like a throwback to a previous era, and the Chiefs' defense is the unit most improved from those days. All right, this is an interesting one. Divisional round most passing yards. Jared Goff is your short shot at +350. Brock Purdy's 5-1. Patrick Mahomes +550. I think that's how you pronounce that. Baker Mayfield 6-1. Baker's fourth, really. Jordan Love is +650. Allen and Stroud at 7-1, and Lamar brings up the rear at 8-1. Isn't Jordan Love the play here at +650?
I like that. That's my second favorite one.
You like Stroud the best.
I like Stroud the best. Because I'll be betting it again. I bet him last week. I'll be betting him again this week.
So you and I are thinking the same thing. This is a game script bet.
Yes.
If you feel like the Packers and or the Texans, whichever you feel like is going to fall behind, maybe you think both of them will, they got to throw the ball around the yard at that point. And so that's a very funny priced market to me. Like, I think there's a bet in there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't put them through, or I didn't mark everything down from last week, but go and look, it was what, Dak? And then it was Flacco, like, of who led in passing yards? Like, yeah, it's going to be someone chasing from behind.
Is this available in town somewhere?
Yeah, I bet it last week.
I'm betting this.
Circa had it last week, and I think, actually, Circa might have been the only one who had
it. Jordan Love is +650, and C.J. Stroud is 7-1. Now, C.J. Stroud, I don't know. I just think the Baltimore defense is going to play.
I'm probably going to take a piece of both of those guys.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. That's bettable. That's one of those where we're not just throwing around to talk about. I bet that.
I bet Stroud last week, and it was, I mean, he got outdueled by Flacco in the same game. And but, you know, at halftime, he had almost 200 yards passing.
And if you lose it, you lose it. It's still a good, well-thought-out bet. That those numbers that we're quoting are from DraftKings. We have another one here? A couple more?
Yeah. I got a most rushing just because I think this is the opposite, where McCaffrey's the short shot.
As he should be.
But I don't even know if the price is short enough.
Plus 150 on McCaffrey. With Aaron Jones at 5-1 right after him.
I mean, if you're a believer in the Niners this week, like I am, like you are, I think it's the only place you could realistically look.
What about Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? 15-1 on Lamar, 30-1 on Josh Allen. Lamar is somewhat interesting.
Lamar's more interesting than Allen to me. But I
totally agree that McCaffrey should be the short shot by far.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Lamar made me think about it. I mean, I'm going to bet Stroud. I'm kind of all over the place with this game script, but I do think if it's a game where it's tight
and
the Ravens, kind of like Matt brought up, Ravens are behind or they're having trouble with the offense get going, you're going to see way more of Lamar running than what you normally do. So
he's not going to let them lose this football game. He's aware of what the press clippings are saying.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's interesting. If not McCaffrey, that would be my one flyer.
This sounds so greedy, but like, I feel like I need longer than 15-1 on him though.
Yeah.
For that, you know
I mean, I probably need longer. I know you said it should be shorter on McCaffrey, but I probably need longer than +150, quite frankly, to bet it. The other one, passing yards, I would absolutely bet.
Yeah. I'm going to get involved with that here.
Yeah. Those are interesting numbers. We'll come back. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke, what he's betting this weekend. We got some Premier League soccer coming up. Kelly and I will revisit our plays. Football, global and domestic, right here on the numbers.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you haven't already, check out the new vsin.com. We have a fresh new look, enhanced navigation, and a mobile-first focus. Time is money in sports betting, and the site's pages have been built to load quickly. We have also expanded our educational content and strategy sections. For both new and experienced bettors, check out the new vsin.com today. If you have any questions about the sunsetting of the VSiN app, because I know you do have some out there, please go to vsin.com/FAQ. vsin.com/FAQ for all the frequently asked questions about that.
Yeah, I've been retweeting a bunch of stuff too. I know Mitch has been doing a great job with it, of just kind of little tips that people have for things that I don't know about a damn iPhone, like you probably too, where you can set a web page as basically an app icon on your home screen.
First of all, how dare you? Secondly, you're absolutely right.
Like, I had no idea you could do that, but then you could basically just set it up however, like you had the old VSiN app, just put up wherever you want on your own page and then pull it up. I also did go to the brand new VSiN.com a little while ago, and yes, Adam Burke does have an article up there on Reba Mac.
Adam Burke. First of all, Adam Burke, stay in your lane. That's my, no, that is good for you, because he is all on top of it.
Yes.
Like, Reba deep dive.
Like, I don't know that anybody has a number posted yet. Have you seen anything?
No, but if he's already doing his research, that's the way to do it. Like, find Reba performances of the national anthem, time it out, and then bet accordingly.
Guessing lines.
He's doing more than guessing.
Right, I know.
He's diving in. Reba. Ladies and gentlemen, he comes to us from Under a Cloud of Smoke in Southern California. You can follow him on Twitter at Spreadopedia. It's Jason Weingarten, everybody. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Very well. Happy division round week to you and yours. Any post office stories you wanted to share with us real quick? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing exciting. Gotta go today, drop off some packages, but nothing really exciting this week.
Have you ever shared on this show why you are at the post office so often? Would you care to share or not?
No, not really.
Okay,
we'll leave some mystery.
Yeah, there it is. Let's leave a little mystery in his life. All right, Jason Weingarten, always at the post office. All right, remind folks what you bet this weekend in the NFL.
The Packers. Don't have my Packers Hawaiian shirt on today, but that's my my play this week at +9.5 and the money line. If they don't cover the 9.5, I'm fine. Like, I'll just accept it, you know. But I really think we're going to get a close game here, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Packers win. Like I said last time I was on, think you could probably make the argument, at least with the recency bias, that the Packers are coming in here with the better quarterback. So I don't know. It's gonna be an exciting game, at least till the 49ers ruin my day.
Before the 49ers inevitably ruin your day. I like Jason is laid back, got his mind on his money and his money on his mind.
Yeah, seriously. Try not to relax to him.
Yeah, geez. Wow.
I found out, I saw a picture on Twitter of the Taliban. I have the same chair that they do in their office. Do you believe that?
Okay.
All right. It's random, but okay. All right.
We're both rocking Herman Miller Arians. I was kind of surprised to see that on Twitter.
Anybody have Jason having the same chair as the Taliban on their bingo card?
Did
today?
Not have that on the bingo card.
It's a nice chair too. I was actually surprised. I mean, I valued the chair anyway.
Anyway, he says even Jason knew to move on. Anyway, what else besides the Packers did you get?
Ravens. I think the Texans run ends here on the other side of taking a big spread. I'm laying a big spread with the Ravens here. If the Texans keep this close, you know, good for them. It's been a pretty crazy run for them, but I think their run kind of ends this week versus the Ravens.
Yeah, I feel that way about both. I know you're a Packers guy. I feel that way about both the Texans and the Packers. And I'll say it again. I know that's not what a lot of people want to see. A lot of people are always anti-chalk, but this really does feel like to me. You know, about the old NFL that we grew up on, where the dominant teams really assert themselves division round. They've got the extra rest, and it just feels like a Saturday of football like that. I could be wrong.
Well, the difference is we used to have the dual bye, and now we only have the single.
Yeah. And so it's even that much more of an advantage for those number one seeds. Okay. Anything on Sunday?
Yeah, I had to take Kansas City. Initially, I really liked Buffalo, but I think the injuries are kind of catching up to them. And, you know, I was wrong to bet on the Steelers, but they really played themselves out of that game early with turnovers. And I don't think they really ever had a chance, even though the guys with the good hair, you know, both told you to bet on the money line. But I don't know. I think they really played themselves out of the game. Buffalo won. They won pretty easily. I think, like I said, this is kind of one of those situations where we're going to look back on it and be like, oh, man, the Chiefs were underdogs. You know, that's crazy. So give me the Chiefs. Give me the dog. If I'm wrong, I'm happy to be wrong here.
I feel like I can't leave this hanging. The guys with the good hair would be Drew Dinsick. And who was the other one?
Me
and you. Okay, that's what I was wondering what you're saying. I was like,
who else has the good hair? Yeah.
Sorry, Jason. I did apologize. Didn't mean to not include you in that. Okay. And then nothing on Detroit and Tampa. You didn't touch that.
I kind of like the Bucks. I just, like I said, you could be handing Jared Goff the Lombardi Trophy, and I'll still be telling you I don't believe in him. So I'm not changing my story now. But the Lions look good. I do have to admit they're trouble. And if the 49ers do get by the Packers this weekend, then I think it's going to be a good game. If the Lions 49ers is the NFC Championship game, I think that'll be a really good football game.
Anything besides the NFL that you're betting currently?
We got the golf this weekend, got my eye on a couple of things. You know, Rose Zhang is back in play. I think she's like three shots off the lead right now. Top seven or something. Got a little bit of money on her. Not much money on the other tournaments this week. You guys had Keegan Bradley last week in the Hawaii.
Oh, Jason.
The Sony.
So we haven't talked about it for an hour.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this on air. Can you care to, for everybody who doesn't know what this, the context of this is?
Yeah, I had Russell Henley. I had Keegan Bradley. I even had a piece of Benny on Jason that I got in on final round. So I had him like 5-1. I had Henley pre-flop at 22-1. I had Keegan entering round three. I got him at 18-1. Jason, what would you say the percentage chance of me not getting home with one of those three guys was?
100.
So, you had the lead in that situation.
It was incredible.
Wait a minute. You had the leaderboard surrounded.
Except for Grayson Murray, who kept spraying it right off the tee on 18 and would recover with some amazing, put amazing approach shot. What was it, like 3 feet from the pin, Jason, to put himself in the playoff, and then drills a 38-footer for birdie in the playoff. Ben Ann has like 10 feet for 10 feet for bird. What was it? Eagle? Was it 10 feet for eagle?
He was 20-1 live before the 18th hole, and then in the playoff he hits that 38-foot putt. And you know, as soon as he hits that, the Benny Ann's not gonna hit his gimme, and that was that.
He had two putts, couldn't make it.
Welcome back, golf.
Exactly. Welcome back. It was exactly.
Yeah, it's.
Hawaii is becoming a nightmare for me.
You had this happen last year too.
Last year it was Morikawa run down by Rahm in the Century Tournament. I can't tell if it's this early in the golf season, Jason, that I'm overreacting, but it feels like two of the worst golf beats I've had in years are back-to-back years in Hawaii.
Did you go, that's it, no more bets in Hawaii?
The Morikawa one was historical.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally historical.
Yeah. I felt that way with like a tennis bad beach. It's like, oh, welcome back, tennis. Yeah, Here you are. I forgot about this part.
Feels good to be back. Like that first spring training.
That's right. Off. Your first bullpen implosion. Totally. Have you made any baseball bets yet, Jason? Anything?
I've looked at a couple things. You know, the markets aren't super firm right now. Like, and anything that opens up, if there's a big number, you know, like there was one number when Caesars opened Rookie of the Year. I wanted to bet and didn't even last like 2 hours before someone else bet it. And, you know, no, not upset about it or anything, but it's just this time of year, you can't really rush to bet stuff when you know it's a very long season. I really don't even jump back in until after the Super Bowl. There's so much football to pay attention to right now.
Oh, I know. So, someone was asking me about the NBA the other day. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I can't. I know Kelly and JVT and guys bet the NBA, but I'm like, there's too much. Between football and tennis, I can't even begin.
I did bet an NBA game last night, and I was thinking to myself, I do love betting the NBA. It does not love me back, but I do love betting the NBA still.
Last thing about the baseball, though, because you had said you had made a resolution you wanted to bet less, was it in season than before, or less pre-flop than before? Which one won? But
less in-season futures.
How did that work out? You will do even less again?
It really depends. You know, you got to take it year by year in context with the classes and the different markets. And,
all right.
You know, I'll keep an open mind, but I did a better job last year of, you know, not piling on stuff.
I read that as you're going to fire away big time this year. That's how I read that. Jason, always appreciate it, man.
I would not disagree with that.
Good luck this weekend, man.
Have a good weekend. Talk to you guys next week.
Jason Weingarten at Spreadopedia. We'll come back, more NFL and Premier League next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game right here at VSiN, the sports betting network. Live from Bar Canada, the D in downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. If you're ever down here in downtown Las Vegas, come on and stop by. Standing room only here in the corner at Bar Canada, the D.
It's a party.
This hour. We're going to be on Radio Row Thursday and Friday, Super Bowl week. We got stood up by Usher. That's the breaking news of the morning. Not going to have Usher on. But we will have Aaron Schatz on. Drew Dinsick will join us as well.
Is there another slightly less famous Usher we could get on and then just promote the whole week that we're having
not,
Usher on?
Not really a common name. Just to get a dude named Usher.
Just going to find someone out there named Usher.
The head of Apple Music may come on the show. Does that interest you at all? Or is the audience like, I don't want to hear that guy? A big Niners fan.
I feel like I could come up with a lot of interesting questions.
I just think we should celeb it out. Like, if I can get the head of Apple Music to come on, he should come on. Sure, we could just be like, hey, what's the deal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm shopping around for us right now, by the way. I don't think anybody else in town has the one proper looking for.
Okay. You're talking about the passing yards?
Yeah.
That, to me, was the most interesting prop of the bunch, for sure.
I couldn't tell the look you just gave me, like, if you were confused about what prop I was talking about.
Oh,
or
no.
Shut up, Kelly.
Yeah, it was a shut up, Kelly look, actually, is what it was. Boy, you know me well. We spent too much time together. We get tweets beating the book. I always appreciate the feedback. This is from Motor City Mike. He says, my simple handicap is the NFL wants Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. Didn't she turn them down for the halftime show? Give me the Chiefs on the money line. P.S. God, I hope I'm wrong. It's from Motor City Mike. A Buddhist man, the best Photoshopper in the biz. He's got you with snakes, and it is disturbing beyond belief.
It is great work by him, as usual.
Jimmy Lopez. Hey, speaking of disturbing, he says, I'm not sure if it's brilliant or disturbing that every time the Bill 80 commercial comes on, I now time up my own personal head nod with Kelly Bidlin's head nod, hashtag 14 takes. You ain't lying, man. It's at least 14. And Jason H11, I'm moving to Vegas to start a new restaurant, Nacho Sushi. That was his strategy to find a sushi place. That's a great strategy. Nacho Sushi. That's it. Can you imagine if all this time that was the name of my place? Nacho Sushi. Okay. To review, once again, in case you missed it earlier, Kelly and I actually have a bevy of bets as well. I have a bet on every single one of these division round games. I believe this is going to be a Ravens-Niners, I won't call it a smoke fest, but I think they get the job done. I do have the Ravens in the first half again, in case you missed it earlier. And that is just sort of a head nod to how the Ravens have performed in previous games this year. Namely, against the Lions, against the Seahawks, against the Dolphins, the Browns, the Bengals, where they just come out and destroy. I got the Ravens minus 6.5 in the first half. I do have the Niners minus 9.5 for the game. I don't think, as great as Jordan Love has been, and no one loves him more than I don't think he can keep up with the Niners offense. I do think that I might have a Niners team total over bet in me as well. Not listed here. We talked, in case you missed it, in the first hour. Steve Fezzik gets the shout out for this. You have, and I think Will Hill also earlier in the week, so I don't want to leave him out. But you have in this sort of modern day rare occurrence, if you will, with an NFL head coach who has shown a willingness or a propensity, a desire to receive if they win the coin flip. And Matt LaFleur has shown that with Jordan Love. So you have this somewhat rare circumstance where Kyle Shanahan will probably defer, and Matt LaFleur, if they win, if Green Bay wins the coin flip, will probably receive. And so Green Bay plus 3 this morning. I don't know if it's still available. If it is, because those threes will go away. So grab it while you can. And every other sort of, no matter what you think pre-flop for the full game,
yeah,
every other Green Bay derivative where they get the ball first. So first touchdown scored.
I'm trying to find others for you.
Yeah. I mean,
the first touchdown score Matt brought up, it's a great, yeah, that one's a great point, just because you're getting, it's four, there are four 49ers before you even get to a Packers play.
Right.
Right. It's McCaffrey, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk, and then Aaron Jones starts you off at 8-1.
Yeah, and you just have to understand, like, are you guaranteed to win that bet? No, of course not. But if you can have any kind of edge that will make it a plus EV bet, then you have to do it, and you have to be willing to lose it as well. That's the way to play that. By the way, it doesn't have to be an individual player. You don't have to hit a home run. You can just say Packers to score touchdown first, or Packers to score first, whatever it is. Any kind of derivative
bet. I love the
bet.
The DraftKings options are just incredible. Can I interest you in a Packers? This is money line. Okay? Yeah. Packers first quarter, 49ers for the game at plus 380.
Kelly Bidlin, everybody. That's great. I love that. Just the fact that you said options and then you just gave me that
right,
one.
Right.
I just need a moment to just soak in options. Wow. I mean, those things exist, huh?
Fezzik, Will, whoever came up with this idea, it always starts with the idea of how to attack something.
Yes.
And now, if you deal with books like this, you get to decide which way would I like to attack
them. Yep. And that's a great one right there. Packers score first, Niners win game. Was that what it was? Plus 380?
No. That was Packers money line first quarter.
Oh, money line first quarter.
And then Niners money line for the game.
Yeah. Okay. So Packers money line first quarter, Niners money line game, plus 380. Something to think about.
Don't ask me what happens if they tie in the first quarter.
Is it a three-way market? That always trips you up.
No, yeah, it's not.
And then my others on Sunday, I do have the Lions. That was the first bet I made, minus 6. And I bought the Chiefs up to 3. Chiefs plus 3, minus 123 for that game. I just don't want to go against Patrick Mahomes against a banged-up Buffalo Bills squad. And yours, Kelly, for those who missed it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's so many options here. I was trying to find the number of just, or what the odds are for just the Packers to score first, because I'm pretty sure that's one that they regularly deal at DraftKings. But there's so many options, I can't find it right now. So I'm just going to go to my bets. Yes. Nothing in the early game. But the more and more we talk about it, it's making me well. Probably by the time we hit game time and I have a couple drinks in me, there might be a Texans money line bet that gets fired off. I'm just throwing that out there. But yeah, no, it's serious bets. I have Packers Niners over 50. I really like that this week. That has become my favorite bet. We talked about it, you know, guessing lines. We kind of circled in on the team total over. I think I like the game over more. How I have that kind of money divided is about 70-30, I keep saying. But game over 70%, and then I did play the Niners team total over. I can't imagine that guy getting there. But I'm also, as the week's gone on, I think the Packers are going to be able to score a little bit here. They impressed me last week. Like, really, sure. Really impressed yeah. me. So I know we always talk about recency bias and everything. Anything can happen in one week in the NFL. But I think I was one of those guys still that was tempering everything that the Packers were doing and wasn't really getting too excited about that. Them rolling into Dallas and absolutely whooping up on them was really impressive.
Do your other two because I got Megapod questions.
Oh, yeah. Lions 5.5. I bet that on the opener. I'm not even sure that I'd lay like 6.5. If it hit 7, I'm not that aggressive to go to that. I knew that number was going to go up, though. So it was really a number grab there for me. And then I bet the Bills at a flat 2.5 early in the week as well. Patrick Mahomes goes on the road and is gonna lose for the first time on the road.
Sound like you have it in for Patrick Mahomes a little bit. What's going
on? No, not really at all. I don't know. I'm just setting up. We were talking about like Belichick and Brady earlier in the week and just all those great Patriot teams that I was always that idiot, like, betting against in the Super Bowl.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. And so, yeah.
All right. Beating the Book Megapod. Everyone, it's history. We always ask the same two questions at the end of everyone, including this week's, which we did with Drew Dinsick, which is available now, where all podcasts are distributed. Kelly, I will ask the same of you. These four divisional round games, which of the big favorites is the most likely to lose outright? So if I came to you on Monday and I said, hey, on Saturday, one of the Niners or Ravens lost outright.
Ravens.
It's the Ravens?
It's the Ravens.
I think it's the Niners. As much as I love the Niners.
I was going to say, I love that we both have bets.
I think it's the Niners. Like, no, I mean, obviously yeah. that's the whole point right. of that yeah, question. Yeah. It's like, okay, forget your bets for a second. If this happened, who's the more likely?
So, okay, can we draw out the path for that? So it's the Packers look a lot like last week. They're able to establish a running game. They score first. They get out
that's
early.
That's the script.
And Purdy has to play from behind, and he has a stinker. He has a stinker.
That's correct. Or stinks enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think it's similar with the Ravens, right? Matt brought it up.
If they fall behind, we
haven't seen them play from behind a lot. And then does Lamar get tight? He's going to have that record in the back of his mind the entire game of what he's done in the playoffs and not been able to get into an AFC championship game yet. I think things could, if they fall behind, could go south and could go south quick there.
All right. The other one is, and when we kind of answered this maybe entirely, if not partially with your bets, but bets on sides of all four games, you had to bet on all of them but one. What's the game you actually want no part of on the side?
Texans Ravens.
Yeah. I think for me it's Texans Ravens because I went first half on that, so right. That's probably it too, just because I could see the back door being open.
Yep,
more likely. Those are the two questions that end every Megapod. Kind of after division week, it doesn't really happen because we're running out of games, people. Let's embrace this. Let's hug these football games literally while we can, because after this weekend, it kind of starts to get depressing. But we'll have championship week. And then, of course, 2 weeks of a run up to the Super Bowl and all kinds of props. And we'll do a podcast on the subject as well. We'll come back. The global football, the beautiful game. Paul Carr on the Premier League. And he's got some Dolphins thoughts post-mortem as well. Next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get unlimited access to our VSiN.com/picks page. Once again, the tennis plays will be up at VSiN.com/picks. A little later on, again, big plus 334 dog hitting last night on Maria Timofeva. For more VSiN Pro picks, become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Every show host, every show guest, all of their picks at VSiN.com/picks. And remember, numbers game will give you 10% off an annual subscription when you use promo code ANG. Kelly.
That's promo code ANG. We are not a sports book here. I mean, ANG, a numbers game. A numbers game.
What Kelly is referring to is he has had to be a show bouncer here while he's doing this as well. So Kelly is producing. He's on air. He's bouncing people.
I could have taken three bets, I guess, in the past 10 minutes.
So yeah, people coming up here thinking we're the book.
Or maybe, and the same guy twice.
He's a little, for 8:45 a.m., maybe a little too in deep at this point.
Yeah, I'm just take it easy on the tequila sunlight.
Suggest it at this moment. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. This is from George Daly. I said, stay in your lane, Adam Burke. I said jokingly about the Reba thing because I think he's great that he's in that lane. He goes, there's no lane for Adam Burke, he said. George Daly said. He said he's been in Vegas now for a couple years, but he hasn't paid for one dinner out there. The Baseball Bible, that's Adam, beat Brad Powers on every dinner bet for several college football seasons on his old podcast. And Adam Burke replies, I don't even think I've collected more than one or two of those since moving to Vegas. There you go.
That's because Adam Burke's just an overall great guy.
He is the best.
Great better. Great guy.
Love Adam Burke. Won't find a nicer guy.
Nobody hates Adam Burke. Like, nobody.
SC, go fast, Troy. I think you're overlooking Baker for most passing yards this week against the worst defense left in the playoffs and third-string quarterbacks. We're lighting up those cornerbacks this season. Give me Baker with Evans, Godwin, and Otten. Lions good against the run, even more reason to pass. All right, there's a vote for Baker in that category. And then this one from JB, Uncle Bush. He says, had Gil been at that show, we're talking about the Kelly Bidlin snake story from the first hour. Had Gil been at that show, he would have no doubt heard the question properly. What's your deepest, darkest fantasy? And his reply, of course, would have been, man, I love the Wildcat. That's a great tweet. That's an outstanding tweet. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't talked to this guy in a few weeks, and whose fault is that? I'm going to blame myself. It's Paul Carr, everybody, at Paul Carr on Twitter to give us some Premier League picks and beyond. How you doing, Paul?
Gil, I've been busy wallowing in my Dolphins misery the last few weeks. Thank you very much.
What is your take on that? Is it a Tua problem? Was it a cold weather problem? Was it an injury problem? What was it?
I mean, judging from afar, just the body language of so many Dolphins in that cold weather wasn't great. And I think that it definitely didn't help. But, you know, it was, you know, this season they beat every team they should have beat except the Titans. And they lost to every team they should have lost to except, you know, maybe the Cowboys.
Bullies.
So it's a weird spot where they were what they were. They couldn't get through that, I don't know, glass ceiling expectation, something. And now they're in a really tough spot. I think the hardest decision in the NFL, what do you do with this kind of top quarterback, top, I don't know, 10 to 15 quarterback in the league, but you're not sure you can be top five and get you to the Super Bowl.
That's right. We've said it many times, the conundrum of NFL economics with having to pay quarterbacks nine figures or not. I also said this on the Megapod, and I'm curious if you, by the way, the Tennessee game that you pointed out, that was everything. They lost the way they lost that game. It's the difference between them winning the division and getting a home game, right? Like, yep. That was everything.
See the whole thing. They had to run those five easy games in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And they went 4-1 and everything else went pretty much according to form. They didn't win the division and had to go to sub-zero Kansas City, where I had actually was offered free tickets to that game. And I was like, no, I'm not interested in sitting outside for 4 hours.
And
no.
And you're in Kansas. People should.
I'm an hour from the stadium. And I'm like, no.
That's right. Last thing on this. I said on the Beating the Book Megapod, and as it was coming out of my mouth, like Drew Dinsick almost jumped through the screen agreeing with me. I was watching the in-season Miami Dolphins thing, which was great.
Yeah.
Deborah Song, fashion stylist, she loves Mike McDaniel because he's like the star of it and she loves him. And I said to her at one point, I go, you know, here's the thing with a guy like Mike McDaniel, though, you can be that quirky and interesting when you win. But if you start to lose, all of a sudden that gets a whole different spin on it, right? All of a sudden, then you just become this nerd, right? Like the whole spin on it changes. Do you get that feeling with him? Like, they better keep winning, or
I mean,
that's going to turn
quick.
I kind
of think it's that way almost with anybody. Like, I have this in international soccer. I have this theory that like no coach should go more than one World Cup cycle no more than 4 years. Like, you should just be normal to change coaches and bring in somebody fresh because it just wears thin. And watching the Dolphins specifically, and really this goes for several Hard Knocks over the last few years, I just wonder how long it's not a shtick because I think it's genuine, right. But how long you can go with that. I mean, it's why you see it like corporations, you know, you mix things up, you move leadership around, whatever it is now and then, in part for that, because you hear the same things and you got to keep things fresh. So yeah, I wonder, and it gets exacerbated by what you say, by losing. And when, yeah, you just start rolling your eyes instead of getting pumped up. And so it's, and it's part of the Tua discussion because he and Tua are so close together.
That's right. Tua is so nice of a guy. Like if you don't win being that nice, people, then our brains toggle into something else.
Yeah,
it's not their fault. It's the way our brains work. One listener question here from Tim Lawson. You can spend 20 seconds on this. He said, need to hear Paul's comments on sporting Kansas City parting ways with Gavin Wilkinson.
So the short version is he was involved in some not great stuff with Portland, just with some coaches being treated poorly, some harassment type of things that didn't necessarily handle it well. Sporting KC brought him in as a GM type last week and then got rid of him today because of the uproar by fans. It was not handled well. It could have worked either way had it been handled better. And this was the hardest possible path to the final decision.
Wow. Okay. all right. Now there's all kinds of things going on in the world of soccer. Correct me if I'm wrong. Africa Cup of Nations is happening right now. Yeah. How does that affect the Premier League?
Big in a lot of ways. So this is the equivalent of Euros, but it's obviously African nations. So, you know, the top African players, a lot of them are in the Premier League. Mo Salah for Liverpool is your prime example. He is away playing with Egypt, actually got hurt yesterday, the day before. So a lot of these teams are missing, you know, multiple starters in some cases. So it kind of throws, you know, after a chaotic holiday season, there's even more chaos this month because guys are in and out. You're almost rooting for your national team to get out early if you're at the club, so your guy can come back early and that sort of thing. So something to keep in mind on affecting some of these lines.
I'm admittedly not an Africa Cup of Nations, diehard
enthusiast.
And I was going to use the word enthusiast and somehow I went away from it. But I remember that those who bet on it, like it's kind of an underfest, isn't it? Typically.
It's chaos is really the way I describe it. I don't know that it's typical one way or the other. Okay. Sometimes that chaos is everyone's just locking everything down and playing for penalties, which is definitely how it tends to go in the knockout stage.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. The knockout stage. Yeah.
Yeah. The knockout stage tend to be underfest because you tend to get, you know, giants and minnows type of thing. But those minnows have historically had some decent success making runs. And largely it's because we're playing for penalties or 1-0 or that kind of thing.
All right. Your two Premier League picks are.
Two. Okay. Yeah. We got half a slate basically this weekend. I'm going to start tomorrow. I am taking Brentford, even money to beat Nottingham Forest. Might be down around -110 this morning, which I'd still play it there. So our guy, Ivan Toney, is back for Brentford. He was suspended for 8 months for violating betting rules within the Premier League. He is exactly what Brentford needs. This is his first game back. He was third in the league with 20 goals last season. Brentford has not been finishing well. They're in 16th place, but their underlying numbers are much, much better than that. So this is, again, take the better team at home against a Forest team that played 120 minutes in the FA Cup on Wednesday. Both teams are missing a lot of players between injuries and Cup of Nations. But again, I think Brentford's going to be better. This is the narrative is just Tony's going to come back. He's going to score a goal and, you know, lead Brentford back to the top half of the Premier League where they belong type of thing. I don't know about all that, but I think he'll come back and put this team on his back, so to speak.
Do we have any on Saturday? Do we have any specifics on which betting rules he violated, or was he just betting? Is that the whole thing?
It was kind of fuzzy. They kept it pretty close to the vest, but I think I'm hesitant to even say because I may get it wrong and I don't want to.
Okay, that's all right. All right. Again, and for those who want more to bet than just the NFL, we got Australian Open. We got Brentford on Saturday from Paul. And on Sunday?
Sunday, West Ham win +120 at Sheffield United. Very heavy on the fade Sheffield United train. They're the worst team in the league. I mean, they have 9 points from 20 games. They have the fewest goals, the most conceded. They're last in shots. They're last in expected goals. They're newly promoted and probably going right back down. West Ham's been cooking lately. They've won 6 out of 9. They should have a couple key guys back in the attack to help replace some absences for injuries in Cup of Nations. So, yeah, again, not overthinking this one. Give me West Ham. Give me +120 for the win on the road.
Brentford over Nottingham Forest on Saturday. West Ham over Sheffield United on Sunday. Who's in the Super Bowl, Paul? Who's in the Super Bowl?
Niners and Ravens. Can I be boring?
No, you could absolutely be boring because I'm boring with you, baby.
Right, I'm helping you out.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man. Good luck with the bets.
You bet.
Paul Carr, everybody, at Paul Carr. Again, the Expected Value podcast. He is the host of that and, of course, works over at True Media Networks. We've done all we can do, Kelly.
Let's make some money this weekend.
Snakes, everybody. Kelly's deepest, darkest fantasy.
Yeah.
Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.